This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time now for the Cy Young Show here on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers President of Baseball Operations joining us Mondays at 4:20. This segment is the CY Show brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. And a good afternoon, sir. Nice chatting with you again. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
Well, that was a lot of fun, wasn't it? What could this weekend mean for Marcus Semien in the offense?
Well, I think it shows how important Marcus is to us. And when he gets going, oftentimes the team gets going. And his at bat quality, and we thought we saw some signs over the last several weeks that we thought that Marcus was starting to turn the corner. And our hope is that this continues. But he's so important to our team. He's played an elite defense. He's a leader on the field and off the field. And he's just so critically important to us. So if he continues this, you know, we're going to get Corey going at some point here, and the rest of these guys are going to follow suit. It's just exciting to see the offense have two really good games, and my hope is that we can start stringing together, you know, several of these in a row where the offense really just puts up big numbers.
When we saw you on Friday, you said Semien's going to hit. This is going to be better, and I noticed how convicted you were when you said that. What made you that way?
Well, as we looked at some of the advanced metrics, there are a lot of indicators that suggest that Marcus is still the same hitter he's always been. There are a couple mechanical things that we've had to work on, but we felt like from a mechanical point standpoint, he's the same guy. I mean, the advanced metric, he's the same guy, and we just need to get the mechanics ironed out. But he's hit the ball hard. His bat speed's still really good. And that, you know, we felt like it's just a matter of time before he starts to figure out the mechanic. And when he does, you know, he's going to be in a good spot. And I didn't know the timing when I said it that he would have such a great weekend. But regardless, it was fun to see him hit.
Is it usually mechanical things, or how much of it is just like a approach?
Well, I think some of it's mechanical, some of it's approach, and some of it's just mental and confidence. And, you know, these guys, I say it all the time, they're not robots. And so you got to remember that they, you know, at times lack confidence, they don't feel comfortable, they try new things, they don't have results immediately. And, you know, they don't know where to turn. So I think it's a matter of really just trying to give them the support that they need from a mechanical standpoint, working with them when they've been at the best, they've been the best versions of themselves. So looking at times in their career where they've really been at their best and trying to identify what they did then, what they're doing now, if their body will allow them to be that same player, which, you know, for a lot of these guys, we feel like they are the same, you know, the same athletes that we've seen. And then, you know, psychologically helping them from a confidence standpoint to just, you know, relax and say, hey, you do this, you're going to be fine. The results are going to come. Just trust the process. It will come.
With the Nathan Eovaldi news, as a fan, you hear everything is okay. You know, everything appears to be okay. And then he's put on the 15-day injured list there. And is this one of these things that, you know, and maybe it's a little bit worse? We're kind of thinking like, oh, everything's okay. We're going to be out of the woods here. But is it one of those things? I mean, should fans be worried about these types of things?
Well, any time a pitcher misses time, you know, I have a level of worry, a level of concern, but we have one of the best team doctors in terms of arm specialties with the elbow and shoulder, and Dr. Keith Meister. And Keith has examined Nathan. I've spoken to Ivo, Boach has. We're all pretty confident that this is going to be a short stint on the IL. And sometimes these things, it doesn't necessarily mean he couldn't pitch through it, or it's not very serious. I think what it means is we're looking at the big picture, and it doesn't make sense to make him pitch through something or ask him to come back and try to compete before he's 100%, because we're playing the long game here. I mean, ideally, we're going to get between 180 and 200 innings from Ivo. Jacob has been on pace for, close to 180 innings right now, which is more than we had really mapped out for him. So these guys have pitched so well that they've got some innings thresholds that, they may hit that we want to sort of monitor. And when they're feeling something that may be just minor, there is no sense in making either one of those guys, or Tyler Mahle for that matter, pitch through it and jeopardize the big picture here, because those guys are so critically important to our success.
I think that's brilliant. I think, if this team could get to October, it could be really dangerous if Ivo is there. Are you guys more cautious with pitchers or the staff in general than average, or than you've been in the past?
I don't know what average is across the league, so I can't say. I mean, I do think that we're very, very communicative and on top of our pitchers, their workloads, their throwing programs, their bullpens, the number of pitches they throw in their bullpens, their extra days rest, our strength conditioning team, our medical team. We call that our performance departments, and we have somebody who oversees it. We have a specific physical therapist assigned to our starting pitchers. We're very diligent. I mean, they're invaluable in terms of what they mean. It's the fastest way for a season to go south, frankly, when you lose starting pitching. And we're going to do everything we can to keep our group out there. And we have, we feel like we have pretty good depth with our starting pitching, but you never want to lose any of them.
Chris Young with us here on The Fan. What's the game plan here in the short term for Adolis?
Well, I think, we've talked to Adolis about some of the mechanical changes that we think are necessary. We do believe athletically that this guy is still in his prime, that he can be the same player, close to the same player that he was in 2023. And with a couple little changes, that he can really bounce back. And, we're working through those right now. Sometimes those changes are hard to make in competition. For the reasons I identified, the guys they lack confidence, they don't feel comfortable, and it's hard to ask them to go compete when they're changing things. So some of it's a matter of just how quickly we can make these changes with Adolis, how quickly he can buy into these changes and feel good with them. And then, another aspect of this is who's performing. I mean, we're getting Evan Carter back tomorrow. We'll have Wyatt, Evan, Osuna, Sam Haggerty's been playing very, very well, all in the outfield. Josh Smith can play outfield now that Corey's going to be back at short more. So, for Adolis, as much as he is, an important piece to us, there's also a performance aspect to this that he needs to perform. And over the last 45 days, he has not performed at a level that is going to help us win that we need. And so we do need better from him.
He's a legend, and he was amazing, and he still is, and he's so talented, and he's beloved by the fans and the clubhouse. So I wouldn't ask this question easily, but
this podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did him being out like spark the lineup in any way, either psychologically or just, you know, production wise?
No, I don't think so. I think that these guys are professionals and we've got really good players. And I think just really, you know, we put some hot players in the lineup with Haggerty and Osuna, and they got extra playing time mainly because Adolis didn't play. And, you know, they did some things that helped us win maybe in a different way than, you know, Adolis can hit a home run at any point. But the quality of the bat and the approach, you know, hasn't been to the level that we need recently. And then Haggerty and Osuna have had, you know, very good quality at bats. And, you know, they each laid down some bunts this weekend, something we haven't been doing much of. They can steal bases. And, you know, when the offense isn't slugging, we've got to find ways to create. And these are different players who provide a different style that it has allowed us to, you know, score some runs. And we'll see where it goes.
See why when, and if I could circle back with Adolis, veteran guy, like Gavin was talking about, you know, World Series champ. How difficult are those conversations? And do you believe in just being upfront with him and saying, hey, this is where we're at right now, and that's the approach that we need to take?
Yeah, this is about winning games and the team, the players that are going to help us win. And as much as we love Adolis, like I said, there's been 45 days of, like, extended struggle here,
right,
without real sign that it's going to change. And until we change something mechanically, just in fairness to the team,
right,
we have to put the group out there that is going to produce. And so, you know, we want him to make these changes. We expect that he can make them quickly. And if he does, we think he's going to get back to being a great player. But certainly we need to see some progress with it before I think we feel comfortable to where he, and so that he's going to produce and help us win at the, you know, like we know he can. So we're hopeful, but we need the progress here.
I'm going to ask you this question: how's the buy-in from his end been?
You know, I think he understands. I think he's frustrated. He understands. I think he, you know, he worked on some things this off season, and you know, probably didn't get the results that maybe he wanted. And I think he understands that he needs to change. And so, and ultimately, you know, the playing time, I think, is something that just you can't argue with. And so, right, I think that's the thing that, you know, he knows he wants to win. He wants to be a part of this, and he's a great teammate. He's a great person. You know, so I think the buy-in is going to be good, but you know, it's going to take a little bit of time here.
Okay. All right. It's Chris Young here with you on The Fan. Is this a Jack Leiter breakout? Are you as fired up about him as his dad is on MLB Network? How would you talk about what we saw Friday?
Well, Jack was great. It was fun to watch. He's, I think, with every outing, gaining confidence, and we're seeing really how talented he is. Even when he doesn't have his best command, he can still compete and really pitch well against some of the best lineups in baseball. So it's fun to watch. I'm very happy for Jack. It's, you know, probably not been as fast of a road to the big leagues as maybe we all anticipated, but Jack has worked every step of the way. He deserves all the credit for the success he's having. And, I'm probably not as proud as his dad, because I don't think anything can replace that fatherly love. But nonetheless, we're thrilled for him, and he's a huge part of our team. And if we're going to go to where we believe we can this year, Jack's going to be a big part of it.
What's the status of Chris Martin?
Chris is doing really well. He threw a live BP on Sunday, felt good. As long as he feels good tomorrow, he's likely to be activated. It could be Wednesday if he needs one more day after the live BP, but I anticipate seeing Chris this week, assuming he comes in after the off day in Tampa and feels good.
Speaking of off days, I was saying earlier, you know, what caused this breakout? Is it a couple of days off? Like, did these guys just need a reset day and maybe get that mental health up a little bit?
You know, I think so, but part of being a good big leaguer is the grind, and then just knowing every day that you got to be able to grind. There's a mental toughness required for it, and I think I'd be doing our players a disservice to say that you know, that they were worn out or that mentally they are exhausted, because I don't think that's the case. I think they know and they're capable of handling a full season. So, I think just, you know, maybe having a full healthy team, getting Corey Seager back is a huge part, even though Maybe he didn't have as many hits this weekend. Just the confidence it gives everybody else. Maybe it's the way that opposing pitchers attack our lineup with Corey Seager in it. And just, I think, you know, guys starting to get hot at once and playing for each other. So I just think that this is part of the season and the ebbs and the flows. But my hope is that we see continued performance, continued improvement from an offensive standpoint, and the performance that these guys showed this weekend will sustain the rest of the year.
See, why are there any quirks we need to know about Steinbrenner Field?
No, it's going to be hot and humid, and my guess is we'll have a weather delay at some point this weekend. So this time of year in Florida, you get those daily thunderstorms. But again, both teams are playing in the same conditions, and I'm looking forward to watching our group go compete against a Tampa club that's been hot recently, and we know that they're talented.
We'll give them hell. We'll be pulling for you. Thank you.
Guys, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
There he goes. Rangers President of Baseball Operations, Chris Young, brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch. And, yeah, I mean, coming off this offensive breakout from this weekend and hearing him, I tomorrow night, what, 6 o'clock pregame?
Yeah.
Well, they're first trying, pitch,
like you say, remember we used to have those early games in Tampa when they played at the Trop, and the but now they, like he's talking about, they backed all these games up 30 minutes to try and avoid the rain.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what they're kind of dealing with. So a little bit later for the Tampa games.
Hey, bravo on the questions, boys.
I mean, hey, yeah,
I feel killing like it. Little feet to the fire action. That was nice.
I don't feel like I asked it the right way, but I tried.
But you asked.
You got it in there.
I tried to, in the spirit of the question. Mm-hmm. I'm never good at phrasing the question.
And how receptive has Adolis been to all this?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Pretty strong. Did everybody get a little fire lit under him because Adolis wasn't in the lineup?
I mean,
I'm just sitting here marveling.
See, the
at
thing
you
about
boys.
It was, I mean, I know from my question of it, like, I didn't expect him to tell me he took it like crap.
Yeah.
You know? Now, if he would have said this, if he'd have gone, well, you know, Adolis is a competitive guy.
Yeah.
That would have told me that Adolis got in his face about it. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you trying to do?
I mean, it's 3 days off.
Yeah.
Three is like 100.
Yeah. What are you trying to do to me here?
Yeah.
You know, but I like what he said about it's about winning.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he's going to do whatever he has to do to win. So I appreciate that about him.
Me too. Yeah, especially
that's
taking CY. 2-3.
Yeah.
Okay, C-Note 2 coming up next. We'll have some Joe Milton audio top storylines as we get into week 3 of OTAs. Media availability tomorrow as well. So we're going to be in a highly content-rich environment over the next 30 hours, and we're back to set some of that stuff up with you next here in the G-Bag Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MENS-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.